Is there a split coming? Taking a quick moment to focus on the state of the country, I find myself becoming fearful or maybe resentful. Are the governing powers messed up beyond belief, or are they ignoring what is happening on the ground? The military is pushing for the understanding of white rage, states suing the DOJ, and the DOJ suing states. Biden cannot put together a single sentence without saying Harris cannot have any critics without nodding her head and interrupting journalists, not to mention all of them are weak on crime, and spending money like it magically appears. Heaven's sake, stop the fucking bickering and solve some fucking issues here. The nation's growth is dependent on people making a living. Not by sitting down and letting the government pay for everything. This grand utopia is a vision that is shared by the elites in Washington, but falls real short on the real facts of the nation. To pull us out of this mess, something drastic needs to happen. Impeach the whole lot of them, start over with elections and everything. Maybe ask a real person how he, she, X, is really doing, and your answer will be something like this. Stop babying us and turning the military into something that looks like something out of a Disney movie. We are not all racist, we are not your fucking social experiment, we are not your fucking lab rats, we are not your fucking pot to piss in. We are Americans to the fucking core. What the fuck is white rage? Is there such a thing? What about black rage, or Spanish rage, or even Asian rage? I've heard of road rage. Maybe they need to sit down and listen to what they are doing to the country. I can't believe that fucking little kids are dying left and right, and they have the balls to talk about the shit they do. We as the people just let them walk all over us and not pay attention to what the real source is. Those people who call themselves leaders. Those who think that this shit started with Trump. Those silly fucks you see that say we need clean energy and go out and buy a Tesla but did not realize that the power to charge that fucking car is coming from not so clean energy sources, and if it is, plan on rolling blackouts. I am a little more pissed off than usual because I know, I cannot control anything or any of this. But fuck. Where are we going with all this? It makes sense to show your ID to vote, right? You get ID to buy beer, don't you? That is a right, once you reach a certain age, right? Shit, so is voting, right? Basic law 101, common sense maybe, would say that if you're too lazy to go to a voting booth, then you're fucking lost. We shouldn't allow people to make us pay and become untrustworthy because some people don't want to vote, period. This reminds me of an episode on The Office, when Michael just screams out, "I declare bankruptcy," and then one says, "That's not how that works, Michael." Where is that one person? To tell the governing heads that this is not going to work. Honestly, look at us. We are an empty vessel that is corrupt, and single-sided. No Republican is really putting pressure or defending their political beliefs. No Democrat is stopping the push and asking if this is right or setting up committees. They are all just becoming part of the herd and allowing their views to become single-minded. Soon it will be like the movie Minority Report with a little twist. You'll be getting arrested for even dreaming about what life used to be or could be. No physical evidence, no problem, you thought about it, go to jail. Because you're a racist, or hater, or whatever they call you. Wake up, America. Thank you for reading or listening to this episode of Bullshit. Sincerely, Captain Cook.